Iran threatens attacks of any possibility any moment against U.S. if Israel responds to Hamas killings. By Francis Martel on October 23, 2023. Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian appeared to threaten military attacks on America in remarks on Sunday, predicting any possibility any moment against America should Washington continue to defend Israel's right to respond to Hamas's unprecedented mass murder of Israeli civilians. The Israeli government is reportedly preparing for an operation against Hamas, the Sunni terrorist organization in charge of the Gaza-Palestinian territory. On October 7, Hamas launched a sweeping invasion of Israeli communities it called the Al-Aqsa Flood, in which it massacred entire families in door-to-door raids, often torturing, decapitating, and burning children alive. Some victims are suspected to have been newborns, others, elderly and disabled Israelis. Related: Palestinian politician Barghouti: not true, Hamas is attacking civilians, women, children, grandmothers. The Israeli government has confirmed the killing of around 1,200 on that day, the largest massacre of Jews in one day since the Holocaust. The Palestinian terror attack happened on the Jewish holiday of Shmini Atzeret, the final day of the annual High Holy Day cycle. Iran is a close ally and funder of Hamas. Tehran's Shiite Islamist regime responded to the Al-Aqsa Flood by throwing a massive street party in the capital featuring free sweets and a fireworks display, as well as crowds chanting "Death to Israel" and "Death to America." Iran regularly threatens war against Israel and aggressively rejects the country's right to exist. "Our strategy towards the Zionist entity never changes: the removal of the Zionist entity. Israel must be eliminated," Iranian Armed Forces spokesman Brigadier General Abu Fazl Shakarchi said in 2021. Following his threats on Sunday, Amir Abdollahian reportedly held phone calls with the leaders of Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, a separate terrorist group believed responsible for the bombing of a Gaza hospital last week, on Monday. Prior to those calls, however, Amir Abdollahian held a joint press conference with visiting South African Foreign Minister Naledi Pandor, in which he warned future attacks would occur against America if it did not stop condemning the Hamas mass murder. "The region is now a powder keg, and any miscalculation, genocide and forced displacement of people in Gaza can have consequences for the region and warmongers alike," the Iranian state propaganda outlet Press TV quoted Amir Abdollahian as saying. "I am warning the U.S. and the Zionist regime that there could be any possibility any moment if they do not immediately stop the crimes against humanity in Gaza," Amir Abdollahian said. "Warmongers will be the ones to suffer if things spiral out of control," Press TV added. The foreign minister reportedly did not elaborate on what possibilities were on the table or which relevant actors would make such possibilities occur. Iranian officials have spent much of the past 2 weeks issuing similar threats. "The continuation of the Zionist regime's, Israel's, crimes in Gaza, and the direct support and backing from certain countries would further complicate the situation and could make other actors intervene in this arena," the head of Iran's armed forces, Major General Mohammad Hossein Bakary, said last week. Bakary did not name any of the alleged other actors who may involve themselves, leaving open the possibility of an Iranian attack. Iranian dictator Ayatollah Ali Khamenei similarly greenlit the slaughter of Israeli families last week by declaring that none of the 1,400-plus people Hamas tortured and killed were civilians, despite the death toll including a large number of children. "Some officials in certain countries, who have spoken with our officials, have protested in defense of the Zionist occupiers as to why Palestinians have killed civilians," Khamenei said. "Firstly, this statement is contrary to the truth. Those who live in Israeli settlements are not civilians." Khamenei threatened an uncontrollable Muslim reaction to any attempt by Israel to protect its people. "If these crimes continue, the Muslims and the resistance forces will become impatient, and no one would be able to stop them," Khamenei predicted, according to Tasnim. "This is a fact that exists. Of course, whatever the Zionist regime does, it will not be able to make up for the scandalous failure it suffered." Iran reiterated its support for both Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad in phone calls between the terrorist group's respective leaders and Amir Abdollahian, the Iranian foreign minister, on Monday. Ismail Haniyeh, the head of Hamas's political bureau, thanked the Iranian government for its support to the terrorists via alleged act of Islamic diplomacy and called Israel's government neo-Nazi. In his call, Islamic Jihad's leader Ziad al-Nakala promised Amir Abdollahian that his group would continue to engage in terrorism against Israel. "We will vigorously continue to fight against the Zionist regime's extensive aggression. The enemy won't be able to shatter the resistance's determination," he vowed. The Iranian government has failed to credit Islamic Jihad with the killing of dozens of Palestinians at the Al-Ali Baptist Hospital in Gaza City, despite extensive evidence supporting this conclusion. Instead, it has repeatedly blamed the Israeli military. "Every drop of blood of every Palestinian that is spilled on the ground brings the Zionist regime one step closer to its fall," Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi said following the hospital bombing, referring to Israelis as anthropomorphic but not human. Editor's note: this story was updated to reflect the revised number on the death toll from the October 7 Hamas attack in Israel. The Israeli government estimate of 1,400 was revised to around 1,200, according to Reuters. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.